Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
I love this rejoice so much. It brings me right back to the summer when all the, well, not nice,
before hell broke loose.
All the mess. Man, it was messy between Kendrick and Drake. Yeah, man. That was, what a time. What a time to be alive. And it's still a great time to be alive. We got playoff football coming up, baby. Let's
tonight,
go.
Let's go.
Tonight.
Playoff football tonight. That's right. Tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's
tomorrow
right.
night. Saturday.
Twice
Sunday,
on Saturday and
Monday.
Twice on Sunday.
There's
and
a lot
on Monday.
There's so much playoffs. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, that's just major sports, right? Mm-hmm. We start talking about niche sports. Myself and Figgy getting kind of hype next week. Aussie Open star, baby.
Yeah, let's
we
go.
We got major tennis coming too, man. super. Man, sports don't stop. Do it.
No.
It
just thank goodness for that.
God bless. Yeah. God bless. All right. But the most important one, not that I'm ranking them, but I am ranking them. The most important one is Saturday, 3:30 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610, and of course, physically at NRG Stadium. The Texans welcome in the Los Angeles Chargers, and, you know, we've been talking all around this, right? The red zone, the blitzing, the, you know, explosive plays, the mm-hmm. Ladd McConkey, all of this. But is there something that we might be missing? One of John Lopez's personal cliches. Are we missing the secret sauce?
The secret sauce. So listening to D'Amico, you know, kind of reminded me of this. It's like, oh yeah, he's awesome in the playoffs. D'Amico, his defenses. You go back to San Francisco when as a coordinator.
Sorry, just induced the laugh out of me just thinking about how good those San Francisco defenses were under D'Amico, right?
I mean, and like, okay, let's go through it. Like D'Amico Ryan's. His playoff defenses have been the secret sauce. I mean, let's not forget that. If you're like, oh, hey, because we all want the Texans to win, like, you know, path to victory. We know it's been defense, and we know how well this defense has played. Well, how much better have his defenses played in the postseason? All right, let's go to 2021. All right?
That was a year.
Let's just talk about – I looked at sacks, and I looked at – you know, times
out of context,
possessions
that's crazy,
and all that stuff. I always look at sacks.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
It's yards, an important metric.
Yards rushing that his defenses have given up or gave up in 2021. 77. Now, this is three playoff games. 77, 67, and 70.
Not bad.
In the playoffs.
Not bad at all.
In the playoffs. 2022, 104, 76. And then they lost a game when they gave up 148.
That'll do it. I mean, you let a team yeah. start running up and down.
But now
control the clock and such.
Let's look at last year. Big win in the opening game of the playoffs. They gave up 56 yards.
Yeah, man.
Rushing.
Shut them Browns down, boy.
Like D'Amico Ryans has been in the playoffs as a player, as an assistant coach, as a coordinator, and is now as a head coach. His defense is. Have always played to another level in the postseason.
Yeah,
and so that's what it's a switch.
No, seriously. But it's not like from nothing, or I shouldn't say nothing, that's not fair, from struggles periodically, like the Houston offense, to all of a sudden, oh, yeah, they're going to be lighting up the scoreboard. No, they've always been good. They've gotten great. You know, they've gotten great in the postseason. And then you start looking at this team, and outside of that nickelback position,
yeah, that I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I was my negative brain, as mm-hmm. I think you guys have come to understand, immediately was like, but nickelback. What are we looking
but
at?
But let's look
here?
Beyond that.
But beyond that,
defensive
yes.
line never looked better, never looked healthier.
Oh boy,
right?
And I'm gonna be real happy to see Foley back out there, especially to be able to, you know, really control the run.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Dobbins is very good at explosive run. We talk about explosive plays.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins has a really high explosive run rate. I'll have to get you the exact number on this because I was looking at it last night. And, of course, it's on one of my many tabs that mm-hmm. I have open. But J.K. Dobbins' explosive runs are possible. This is a good defensive team when it comes to stopping the run, and Foley's a part of that. But, yeah, defensive line is huge.
Now let's go to linebackers. Same thing. Never looked
full
better.
Full compliment, baby.
Never looked better. Never been as healthy. I mean, and by the
Agent,
way.
Agent Zero in Harris County.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even think Thank I can call him Agent
that.
Zero.
Thank you for saying that. And by the way, linebackers in the postseason have been monsters for D'Amico, whether it's in San Francisco or here.
And, I mean, some of that is like, hey, look at the names. But, I mean, Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, those types of guys. Like, hey, you can put Aziz right next to that. And Christian Harris absolutely has that capability.
But last year, Christian Harris, we've all seen the video. D'Amico brings him over on the sideline, says, hey, if they do this, you can jump that route.
Turn up.
What happened? Pick.
Yes.
Yes. So now let's go to the secondary, the third level. I mean, Kalen Bullock, he's been on something of a roll. Should have had another
interception. Sorry, who was that again?
Kalen Bullock.
There it is.
It's been.
Mama call him Bullock, I'm going to call him Bullock. Understood?
I'm not sure that's true, though. We have to ask him. But anyway.
I don't know his mama.
Anyway.
Both respectfully.
Mm-hmm. Should have had another interception, playing well. Kamari Lassiter. We know the season he's had. Expect him to play better. And then Derek Stingley, go ahead and shut that fool down. You know, like he did against last year in the playoffs,
yeah.
Amari Cooper.
Yep.
Like the secret sauce is D'Amico and his, what his defenses can rise to in the postseason.
And I 100% agree with you, and I feel like everybody agrees with you in that regard. Earlier today when we were talking about Bobby Slowick and the ways that he was talking about this offensive staff having mm-hmm. honed in on what they do well, you know, the skepticism that arises that we brought to the table, mm-hmm. to be honest, was there. But somebody texted in, I think that they're absolutely right. The fans' hope in this team is C.J. Stroud and D'Amico. And when I say D'Amico, it really speaks to like the entirety of this defense.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it for me within this is, you say it's the secret sauce. This is the whole package at this point. Like, the and that's the concerning part. It's like, can you do this oops all defense? You know, can you do it in that way? And the answer is likely no. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that you can just, hey, the defense is going to drag a team to a victory. You're going to need some add-in. But when it comes down to it, that says less about the defense. We know the defense is going to be great. And honestly, I think that you've laid out a pretty good case on why I think the defense can be exceptional unless Greg Roman does a really good job of like pinpointing certain places mm-hmm. to attack. And I don't know that I feel strongly about Greg Roman doing that to a high level, but he does a great job of crafting up a run game. Thankfully, strength on strength there for this defense. Like, no, I feel great about what's going to happen with that matchup of Texans defense versus Chargers offense. What scares me is the other one.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But, you know, they've been able to get it done defensively. And then, you know, you talk about, you know, peaking at the right time or raising your game, whatever you want to call it. You know, not only are they fully complement, you know, is the full complement there, and are they healthy on the front seven? But his defenses, again, this hasn't been against the Titans, you know, in week 18. It's been against playoff teams. Five sacks. These are in the wins. Five sacks, three sacks, four sacks, two sacks.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, they get pressure on. He figures out a way to get pressure on the opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, and this text is spot on from the 281. We need that same D'Amico effect on the offense. And I think this is the clear dichotomy and the reason why I've really crystallized of late my opinion with this offense is D'Amico, what you're seeing there is the clear schematic advantage that is being given by having that particular person calling your defense
mm-hmm.
and organizing your defense.
And this is no disrespect to anybody else, but D'Amico calls this defense. I mean, you know, it is his baby. So he, you know, he's been.
And of course,
here.
Like there's a lot of other things that are yeah. like I'm sure Matt Berg does a lot in organizing the defense throughout
Absolutely.
The week, right?
And influences so, the calls, maybe.
100%.
You know, I'm sure he does. In fact,
it felt like and I know that we don't have any of the audio, but in listening to Matt Berg in his availability, I think there was a question about asked of him about like something to the effect of like what it brings to have D'Amico calling the defense, mm-hmm. and I feel like Matt Burke for a moment, you know how you get in your feelings.
Hey man,
for a
second? I'm sitting right here.
Hey dog, no, and I think he kind of alluded to it by saying, I mean, it's a team effort, you
yeah.
know, like we all kind of put in as if to say, hey man, the rest of these defensive assistants, we not just sitting here looking at D'Amico, we putting stuff in here too.
Exactly.
And I do believe that, right? Like this is a full compliment. I know that they've given a lot of credit to your defensive line coach
mm-hmm.
on making sure that these dudes are playing at the level that they are. But yeah, no, I think that there's also just something to be said for the head of the snake, which is D'Amico Ryans, and making sure to get these guys. And like you mentioned, things as small and minute as bringing over Christian Harris and giving him a little bit of game that allows him to have an additional level or something additional over his competition, so that his talent can now also be elevated by some information that allows him to go and make a great play.
The most intriguing things for me that I think D'Amico is really, you know, the wheels are turning, so to speak. Is those linebackers, specifically, you know, Christian Harris on the field, a full go with Aziz Al-Shaair. I think he's going to do some fancy stuff, because his linebackers have been the difference makers everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
Like, absolute. So now you got these two dudes. One's going to be a star. One is, I guess you could say, a star, maybe not a superstar in Al-Shaair. And that's where he hinges, you know, all the things that they do in front of him and behind him.
Yeah, with Aziz, I don't know if he needs to be a superstar. What he needs to be is a quarterback of the defense. Like, that's one of the things that's beautiful about that particular position. And this is what you got Aziz for, right? The rest of the season, that was gravy. Like, having him here in these moments, like having that veteran guy that has a level of experience, that has a really almost like a mind meld tether with D'Amico, with the understanding the ways that his defense works and the ways that the expectations that he has from his defense. Having that floor general, so to say, or that fields general, I imagine is going to be huge in this game. I'm looking forward to, like, incredible play from this defense.
I am too.
This is where the confidence comes for me. 100%.
Look, I think things I want to see is Christian Harris getting to work, but really, Kalen Bullock, you know, he's just been. It's almost like a mirror image of what Christian Harris was last year. Well, he's really good. Well, he's making some plays, and then in the postseason, this guy's going to be a star.
Yeah, you know?
And I think Bullock could be that. Or Bullock.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, just can't say this name. No respect. No, but I am interested, though, like, how that feeling and the clear ball-hawking ability and just being in the right place, the nose for the ball, if you will, for Kalen Bullock, how much does that get negated by the fact that this Chargers team just seemingly is really good at not turning over the football.
Yeah.
Right? Is that something that we feel like can be generated? Like, can you generate the pressure to put Justin Herbert in that place to maybe...
He doesn't turn the ball over, that's for sure.
Not if you don't get pressure on him, right? So, like, are you capable of generating enough pressure to have the back of the defense benefit from the front of the defense with Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr. actually getting in there and touching him a little bit and, you know, putting some heat, heating up his kitchen to the point where now he's putting up some footballs that are possibly ones that could be brought down by Kalen Bullock.
All you need is one. And by the way, how profound is this? Maybe profound isn't the right word. How weird is this?
Don't worry. I, you know they listen over there.
At Houston Texans, thank you for listening, social media team.
And thank you for all you do. Y'all do a great job.
They do a great job. They just posted what I was just talking about as spoke it into existence. Mm.
You just hang right there and just play the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Play the quarterback. As soon as he snap, you step in front of it, go pick.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you.
Fourth and two from the Browns 33. It's picked off. Here we go to the left 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Christian Harris. Second pick six of the game.
Zone defense. So here's Harris. His eyes are on the quarterback. And at the last minute, he breaks underneath.
Man, that's weird. It's a sign. It's a sign.
Mm.
I just mentioned it. They just tweeted it. And that's going to be, I mean, that's what we're talking about.
I love
about
that moment right there.
Oh,
man.
That was so good.
I ain't going to lie. A lot of people always bring up the J.J. Watt pick six.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this one is up there, man.
It is. It absolutely
is. This pretty much was like a J.J. pick six.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go there with you, dog.
Hey, man, this was D'Amico Ryan's first year with the Houston Texans.
He called his shot.
Picked them against the
right.
Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And that pick six right there, the game was over at that point, man.
I hear you, but.
Oh, there he goes again.
You're on the right track.
Literal first playoff game,
yeah,
and you done gone and scored a touchdown. They get the ball back, and you go and put it up two scores.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. I don't know if I know what you're
doing.
Hey,
that's cool, though, but if you look at the bigger picture,
I hear what you're saying.
You know what? We're going to put a pin in this one. We're going to circle back at another time where we can find some alignment. You know what I'm saying? From the 281, Jared Goff didn't turn the ball over before playing the Texans. then he threw five picks versus this team. I have a low level of hesitation, and maybe I'll look foolish. You know what? That's cool. It'd be like that sometimes.
But, I think that's a sign, man.
That's a sign.
It's going to happen.
But see, I've never had questions about the defense, though. I think the
I think we're going to see more magic, man. We're going to see, you know,
magic stuff, from what?
Like the defensive side, like stuff like that. That's not, we know they're good, but we've been talking about how he raises the level of this defense in the postseason. I think we're going to see that.
I feel like they always had that though, man. I just the offense scares me. Like, what are we going to get from the offense?
Agreed. Well, I mean, if he gets some secret sauce and some defensive touchdowns, then we're going to be in a spot.
Lopez, stop checking out the girls behind, man. What are you doing?
Some funky dance.
Is it the tighten up?
I don't know what it may be.
It might be doing the tighten up.
You never know what you're going to see at a radio station.
Yeah,
actually, you do. Most of the time, it's just
bizarre.
Most of the time, it's just microphones and empty hallways.
Well, there's that.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. I think I lied to you because I said I was going to get you some updates from practice, and I got so engrossed in the secret sauce conversation that I didn't check on that. So we'll see if we can get you those. However,
put a pin in that.
We will put it. Man, y'all should probably hate me.
Let's run it up the flagpole and see if we should come back.
Yeah. Y'all really should. Man, I'm sorry about that. I really started some. 2 days in a row, I've started shenanigans that I probably shouldn't have.
It's good. That's why we're here, man.
One was milk yesterday. Mm-hmm. And again, apologies. And then two, now it's all the cliches. I really do. I'm sorry for that. What I'm not sorry for is that coming up next, we'll get some Lunchtime Confessions.